This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. firm Moderna said it would file requests for emergency authorization of its COVID-19 vaccine in the United States and Europe Monday, after full results confirmed a high efficacy estimated at 94.1%. The company's CEO said, quote, "We believe that our vaccine will provide a new and powerful tool that may change the course of this pandemic and help prevent severe disease, hospitalizations, and death," end quote. If the U.S. Food and Drug Administration agrees it is safe and effective, the first of the drug's two doses could be injected into the arms of millions of Americans by the middle of December. American pharmaceutical Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech applied for similar approvals last week, and their vaccine could be greenlit in the U.S. shortly after December 10th. The U.S. has 13.3 million of the world's 62.7 million COVID-19 cases, according to Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center. That's more than any other country in the world, followed by India and Brazil. A top Iranian security official says Israel used electronic devices to remotely kill a military nuclear scientist. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The remark from the secretary of the country's Supreme National Security Council drastically changes the story of the Friday slaying of the nuclear scientist. Authorities initially said a truck exploded and then gunmen opened fire. A state TV Arabic language channel claims the weapons used were controlled by satellite, a claim also made Sunday by the semi-official Fars news agency. None of the outlets immediately offered any evidence supporting their claims. Israel has declined to comment on the attack. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Kuwait, however, their foreign ministry condemns the killing, according to the state news agency. This is VOA News.